Hi, Dalt. How you doing?
Well, hello, Carl. Glad to be here.
Great to have you in the studio today. How long have you been a resident of the Quarter?
Well, I arrived in 1973. Actually, it was, I think, right on New Year's Day on a freighter. I had decided to take the freighter because I wanted to do a story. But Josephine, my longtime main squeeze, and I were going to arrive here without too much money, and I decided we would reinvent ourselves as journalists. Then I thought, well, the first story I'll write will be about the ship. And that's what I did do, and it was not published, but it got me started with New Orleans Magazine. An editor named Tom Bethel was the managing editor. He said, well, we don't want to run this, but we're doing a crime issue, and why don't you do something about life of a rookie cop? And that was the first story I did.
Now, why did you choose New Orleans? Where did you come from?
Well, I came from France. Josephine and I were in France. We were living in a little village of 100 people in the south of France. In those days, it was very inexpensive. And we were doing theater in London at little small theaters in and around London. Then it seemed like it was you're always slightly illegal. You never have quite enough money. And so it seemed like it was time to come back to the States since I'm a writer. And we picked New Orleans.
When did you discover that you enjoyed writing?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've thought about that a lot and tried to figure out what it is. I think it's kind of a calling, you might say. I don't know why I did it, but I was always drawn to writing.
What do you like about short story writing and that format as opposed to theater?
Well, Josephine and I have spent our entire lives doing impractical projects. For better or for worse, that just seems to be what always happens. And one of our most recent impractical projects was we launched a limited edition publishing company. It was never intended to make money. And guess what? We were right on that score. But it was something that seemed worthwhile doing. So that made me start thinking not so much about theater, but about what kind of things might be worth publishing. And Spiritual Gifts started as a series of one-act plays. Then it became a full-length play, which we did at the Chat Noir. And then I thought, well, maybe it could actually be a series of interwoven short stories. And it is. It's not just the collection. All the people in the short stories end up together in the last short story, Spiritual Gifts, which gives the collection its name. And I don't know. I've always preferred short fiction. I've always liked short fiction.
What's the source for the stories here? Is it sitting in the quarter and...
Well, that's kind of hard to say where things come from. I once went to a lecture that Dr. Seuss gave, and he said that left field is an important place for him. And I totally agree with that. Things seem to come from left field. They come from, you don't know where they come from. But you kind of have a feeling that there's something interesting here, and so you just kind of follow it. And those turn out to be the better things. And I have found that whenever I have a great idea, and when I tell somebody the idea and they say, wow, Dalt, that's a great idea, it's always a disaster. It comes out of left field, almost everything I've ever done that I think has some value. So there you go. Is that an answer?
Dalt, it has been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.